This is Greg Tingle reporting for MediaMan Australia. We're speaking to Mr. PM Carpenter, political columnist of Buzz Flash in the United States. Welcome to the program. So tell me, what do you actually do, Mr. PM? I see. Rather bold statement. Now, I'm sure you've already got our listeners on the edge of our seat. So, what is, in fact, your background?
I
have a undergraduate degree in political science and history, and a PhD in American history. Okay. And what motivates you, and why have you chosen to closely monitor the ongoing events with the Bush administration?
What motivates me is the complete renunciation of Americanism, in my opinion, that the Bush administration has carried out, which is concern for others, concern for one fellow man, taking care of those who are truly without any means to help themselves. The Bush administration has effectively everyone who is not part of their own
democracy. Okay, and what specific examples would you like to cite for this exercise, particularly for the uninitiated?
You mean as far as what the Bush administration has done?
Yes, some of the main examples.
Oh, my.
I mean, we probably haven't got that long, but perhaps just one or two examples. Really? We run out of pages in the book.
Yeah, okay.
They have gone after every social program and in the most disingenuous ways. Also, for instance, education. The candidate Bush talked about more funding for education. And then when he became president, he talked about more and more funding for education. Leave no child behind. That was his purpose. And yet, while he was out announcing
perhaps not the defense program.
Oh, anything but defense. We haven't found enough toys to love yet.
Oh, really?
Johnny Rumsfeld is going to have every little shiny, vending new toy that we look in little eyes. There's no doubt that is going to be defense spending and paying the interest on the mushrooming deficit that the Bush administration is creating right now will be the only two budget items that the United States of America will be able to afford in the next 5 to 10 years.
Really? So,
it's that fast.
Here in Sydney, Australia, it's a little bit hard at times to get a handle on exactly what is happening over there in the US, but one does get the feeling here in Sydney that it's certainly a mixed response as to the Bush administration's effort in Iraq and elsewhere. So, I mean, has there been any official, credible polls done as far as the general feeling of America towards the way Bush has been handling things?
Shocking to me, it's shocking that Americans could be so
But do you think, I mean, how much credence would you give to the fact that, I guess, when America, namely New York, popped the big blow last September, I mean, have people still taken that very emotionally? So is it sort of a case where a lot of Americans might be going, well, let's just get them at any cost? Or what do you think the actual mindset of America is in regards to that? Just off the track slightly, but not too much. We were discussing a couple of days ago, by way of email, the Jessica Lynch media creation, if I can use that terminology. How much of a media creation was she, and what were the events that led to her celebratory speeches, and just the whole lot? What's the facts and the truth about the Jessica Lynch story? Yes, I mean,
if that takes waving the flag along with Bush administration, you know, then we'll do it.
The media savvy that I've, people that I've been speaking about the incident seem to believe, I mean, there was some element of truth, but they're also saying, you know, if the Washington Post and the New York Times reported on it, I mean, there must be some credence, but it just seems to smell of a lot of public relations, and I think whatever happened, America certainly needed a hero, did they not, to sort of come out of this thing looking okay? Yes.
He was a very pretty 19-year-old blonde private Jessica Lynch that the media and the administration sort of turned into this heroine.
Yes. Would you agree that it could have been quite likely that there would have been just as just more events in the war that had, you know, more authenticity or and just more newsworthy events, but they just weren't covered because they were just sort of focused on the Jessica Lynch story?
Well, we didn't want to show what was actually going on in the very rare instances of actual war in Iraq. I mean, we would have seen, blood and guts being spilled and American boys and American girls losing their lives. And that's the very nasty thing to show on network television. We downplayed all of that. We chose to ignore that, and we, on the other hand, chose to play up
I understand. What are your views on what's commonly called embedded journalism, particularly in war situations? Okay. So how would you describe freedom of the press in America? Okay, and how do you think America is embracing online news sources, whether that's online versions of the Washington Post or the New York Times, or perhaps a publication like Buzz, Flash, or my own Media Man Australia? What, how do you think they're actually relating to the online news forum? Okay. How does the general public these days differentiate between real news, public relations, and media hoaxes?
I don't believe they do. That's the short answer.
Okay. Because what? But
we have a lot of very good media professionals, very good PR men who know exactly how to spin a story and make it seem factual. And that is what the public, by and large, buys. It's unfortunate. It's sad. But I really don't see any distinguishing features there between what is PR and what is fact as far as how Americans perceive it.
Yes, and I guess just even people listening to this interview now, once it's posted up on the web, we'll be trying to work out the fact from the fiction and PR, but I guess if I want to find out more information about what you're doing, you can give us a website address for people to have a look at, can't you?
Check out buzzflash.com.
Okay, we'll do that. All right, well, it's been a...
I'm also an artist, so you can look at my artwork while you're doing that.
We certainly will. I think I saw some impressive artwork the other day when I was having a look. Well, it's been a pleasure speaking to you, Mr. PM.
Yeah,
We look forward to... we'll let the listeners decide.
Thank you very much.
Thank you very much. It's been a pleasure speaking to you. We'll be in touch.
Okay, and thanks to all the people down there.
We'll be watching.
We'll see you.
Thanks very much.
Bye-bye.